Anytime a small, locally owned business opens in one of our mountain community downtowns or on a main street, it's cause for celebration. Saturday, December 1st is... Saturday, December 1st was... the grand opening of the Bukova Beer Company on the first floor of the Hot Springs building. Owner Seth Ellis and his wife Emily and their two children had quietly held an unofficial opening over a week ago when they finished assembling bar stools. Everything else was ready. I asked Seth about how long he's been working towards opening a brewery and tasting room.
8 years, probably, and we never landed in a place and we started looking around. I was like, you know, this place could really benefit from it. I mean, that's what entrepreneurs do, right? They see a void that needs to be filled.
And although Seth is the mastermind and proprietor, he talked about how much he appreciates the support from friends, neighbors, and future customers.
I've always kind of had that entrepreneurial spirit and wanted to do something. So it was a perfect opportunity, and the community has been awesome helping out and just from people who just want to be a part of it. We had a huge work day here. I think it was April 28th of this year, and we had a lot of people from the community show up and just donate their time, just help us out.
Seth and his wife, Emily, who works for the Forest Service, and their two children moved to Bath County in 2014. Seth worked for the Forest Service, too, until leaving his position in the spring to work full-time establishing Bukova Beer Company. He mentioned a road trip to Roanoke to pick up bar stools and finishing touches before opening the doors.
And my wife and I and our two kids were in here putting them together Friday night, and we just said, well, why don't we just open tomorrow and see what happens? So that's what we did. We called it a silent opening because we didn't tell anybody until after we were open. And so we've been open a couple of days on top of that. But our grand opening is December 1st. We're going to have some live music here. We got a couple of food vendors lined up to be outside. People can bring in food from outside if they wish to. The only thing they can bring is their own alcohol.
I asked, did that really mean I could walk in there with my own hot dogs or peanut butter sandwiches for visiting children? And the answer is yes. Like most good business practices, Seth and Emily are building one step at a time.
Down the road, kind of future planning, year, 2 years down the road, we would like to be doing something in-house.
In the next part of this story, Seth talks more about the brewing process itself, but in the meantime, I found out a pint is $5, and for a wider variety of Bukova beers, there's the flight.
And that's tastings of all the beers we offer. So we offer four beers for, and they're 4 ounce tastings. Mm-hmm. So four beers for $6, or you can get six beers, which we plan on having six total for $7.
Sally Amber and Harris Porter are two of the brews named after young ones, very special to Seth and Emily. Most likely the other names reflect local flavor or lore as well. Again, the Bukova Beer Company is recently opened in Hot Springs, just past the Duck Inn and across from the pharmacy. For the second in this pair of stories, please stay tuned to AMR. For Allegheny Mountain Radio, I'm Amanda McGuire.